Welcome back to SaskTel Center. A Friday night as the Blades are back at home after four straight games on the road, winning all four. The winning streak is at 11 as they get set to play host to the Brandon Wheat Kings. I'm joined on the Coach's Show, a presentation of Key of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at keyofsaskatoon.com by assistant coach Wacy Rabbit. It's good to have you back alongside here as they get set to take on Brandon. I'm sure you heard about what happened on the road trip when you were away, but this team that you're playing against tonight, they tend to like to play it a little rough and tumble.
Yeah, I was able to watch the game, just being away for personal reasons. It's always good to be back, but it's nice to be back on the bench and, you know, in the fight. And, you know, we're expecting the same tonight. You know, Brandon, they have some physical players. You know, they play with a lot of emotion and they're competitive. So we don't expect anything less, and I think we'll match that intensity.
One thing that always seems to happen with long winning streaks is you win some games that maybe you shouldn't, but you won a game in Brandon that you guys deserve to win. So that fear of the team maybe lapsing into some bad habits, maybe not there, or is it?
No. Well, you know, to start with the first part of the winning streak, you know, we don't plan on winning 13 in a row. You know, we want to take care of what's in front of us, and today is today. And you know, sometimes you're gonna have good games, and you know, our goalies bail us out most times, you know, and then you look at Fraser Minton, there's a reason why he played four NHL games, and you know, then you look at our penalty kill was big, and then our power play, special teams, so you can go through them out. But now you can see that the group of 20 is coming together. They're very cohesive. There's a lot less thinking, I think, for some of the new players, and you can see they're buying into the systems, and they're all reading off and feeding off each other, and it's a good vibe, and I'm really excited for this evening.
And one of those new guys is Alexander Suzdalev, who had two goals and an assist, a three-point game against Brandon back on Monday, and he even told me after the game that he felt more and more comfortable as time has gone on.
Yeah, and that's going back to what I was saying about, you know, our newer players, they're just playing now. They know where their teammates are going to be. They know where they should be, and, you know, Alex is a skilled guy. He's a goal scorer, and, you know, to have, you know, some confidence, it's nice to have those nights, and I was really excited for him, so I'm excited to see what he brings tonight, and we definitely would love to, you know, have him score two more goals tonight, so, and then that wouldn't be a surprise, and it's important that we get him going.
The best penalty killer a lot of time is the goaltender in a game, but when your team, the four guys in front, or the three guys in front at times, end up being structurally sound and aren't afraid to sacrifice a little bit and block some shots, makes things a little easier as well.
Yeah, and that's been all year. You know, I don't ask the guys to block shots. You know, if they do it, they're doing it for their teammates, right? You know, and our goalies are our best penalty killers, but at the same time, the players out there, they're doing a job. They're doing it for 15 seconds. They're the best they can. And, you know, so far that, you know, all season, they've really took on that role of that, hey, this is our job. There's a chance for us to make a difference in a game. And they've continued to, you know, to have some confidence when they get over the boards.
Another box to check off tonight as far as looking ahead. And I know you guys don't like to look ahead too terribly much, but you have already clinched a playoff spot. With a point of any kind tonight, you can check off the box as far as having home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. And with the way you guys play in this building, that's big.
Yeah, home ice is really important. You want to take care of business early in the season, so they put yourself in an opportunity like this to clinch home ice. So we're very aware of that. You know, I don't think the players are talking about that, but you know, obviously with social media, everybody's aware of everything now. But our players are so they're focused and they know what needs to be done, and that's just another, I guess, a cherry on top or another check mark on a list that we're looking to accomplish.
Good. Well, Wacy, hopefully you get it tonight. Wish you all the best this evening.
Thanks, Les.
Wacy Rabbit, assistant coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show, brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Stay tuned. Adam Ermentrout is back next with the keys to the game. We'll also have the lineup changes, out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, and tonight's officials, as well as the starting goaltenders. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Hockey on CJWW. Thank you.